out there. Your goodness will never run out. Hallelujah.
Afternoon, we were on our way to Brooklyn, me and my whole family. Thank God I have my wonderful wife and my two sons with me. Again, my dumb way, avec toute petite moi là. Again, a jeune, nouveau, jeune garçon avec nous. You know me, who's set my right now? Yeah. Hi, Zion. Not only say Zion, say hi, Zion. Amen. But we were on our way to Brooklyn, and we were on the highway on, anybody been on Linden Boulevard, coming off of Belt Parkway? So we're on Linden, and we're driving down, and pendant on conduit, Madame Morte dit que j'ai un tête qui te fait mal. She had a headache, and I had the same type of headache. So she really wanted me to leave from the third lane, the speed lane, and go into the service lane to pull over to the regular corner store. I'm like, okay. I'm going to be a good husband today. So went to Galanti. I did my little maneuver and stuff, whatever. I pulled over to the side. And, but on my pull over to the store, I see a guy at the corner store. And when I'm looking, and, you know, I'm from the hood. I'm from, you know, I mean, the tough area. So I can recognize when something's a little off. So I was just looking. I was like, you know what? I started pulling over. And I was like, something in my heart was like, it's kind of funny over here. So I was like, anyway, I'm going to go. She got a headache. She got to get it. Her thing. So anyway, I pulled over. As soon as I pulled over, I see two other guys come and just started shooting, pop, 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 at the guy that was at the corner. And I just went, I just pulled over, right? Pulled right back into the street, continued driving. And I was like, whoa. Imagine I maybe took a red light earlier and got there maybe 5 seconds early. Come on, what would have happened to me? And usually when I go to the store, I jump out the car. My little son, Elon, always want to come with me to whenever I come out the car. So I would have been with him in that store while it was shooting. Ba, 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 ba. So that's why I say, bon tel pa, j'en fini. My God. Bon tel. I wish we could say that in English. His goodness will never end. You say that? His goodness will never end. Yes, okay. I want to hear you say it. Your goodness. That's my first time hearing that. His goodness will never end.
Yeah.
eyes. Let's give God some praise. You know, one thing, and I want to remind you of this. One thing, and I think I said this before last time I was here. Le ou suspend loué ou suspend vive. When you stop louéing, when you stop praising, when you stop giving God the glory, you stop living. Why is that true? Because the Bible says he inhabits in the praises of his pep, of his people. Bonjour, lichita namitan louange. So si pa gen louange, bonjour pa ka kisa, li pa ka chita. So what does that mean? Bonjour is a life giver. And bonjour is life himself. So when bonjour is in a place, there's life in that place. This makes sense. It's nothing deep. When God is here, gen la villa. But si pa gen louange, and what attire bonjour is louange, is praise. It's like God is looking for a worshiper that can adore no esprit akisa, a verite in spirit and in truth. And he's looking, when he's looking for work, go adorateur. He's like, where's my worshipers? Like, oh, they your papa's room last. So bum, go another look, go there. I'm going to go to Bombayger down the block. Because they want to worship. Amen. And how you think that fait bon Dieu? Li fait quel mal? He's like, man, I'm coming to the house of worship. In fact, this house is my house. And if I'm in a place that's my house, tout monde that's around me should be adoring me. Should be worshiping me. Parce que God wants to give life. Il besoin He wants to blow sou. Il besoin just faire miracle dans mes temps. But we have to worship. So let us suspend adore, we suspend vive. Nothing deep. When you stop worshiping, you stop living. I don't know about you, but I want to live. 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 Amen. The Bible says, not to us, but to your name be all of the glory. He said it twice. Not to us, O Lord, but to your name. We rend all of the glory. So I came to worship. I came to give God praise. I didn't come to entertain. I didn't come to just chauffeur bon. I came to just live this. No, bon Dieu, bien haut. Ça c'est raison vin là. I didn't come here to spectate. I came to contribute to the worship of God. Amen. I knew I did. The Bible says, let's enter his gates avec ça, avec remerciement, thanksgiving. And then we go into his courts avec louange, with praise. There's a progression that's happening. You come in avec, oh, me remercie, bonjour, me remercie. Après ça, moi adoré au Seigneur. Parce que, what remercie, parce que li protégé. He's been a provider. He's been making provision for you. You have clothes on your back. You get manger dans front. All that good stuff. So you can remercier là. But then you adore it parce que lui c'est bon Dieu. Parce que lui bon Dieu. You good. That's why we say your goodness will never end. It's beyond what you do for me. It's because of who you are. I'm sorry. Who say Alpha? Omega. Chante non. Yes. Moi qui ça?
Moi exalté où?
Seigneur Jésus.
Seigneur Jésus.
C'est pour nous.
C'est pour nous.
Glorifié.
C'est Alpha. C'est Alpha. L'Oméga.
Tous yeux fermés, tous yeux fermés. All eyes closed. Let's have a moment of worship, real quick.
Glorifié.
Béni soit l'Éternel. Loué soit l'Éternel. Glorifié soit l'Éternel. Magnifié soit l'Éternel. Exalté soit l'Éternel. Béni soit l'Éternel.
Matthieu 18, verses 21 and 35. I'm going to read that real quick for you. I came on assignment. Jodia. Apuemidia. If it's after 12. I came on assignment. I salie Pasteur Osuni Jean. God bless you. I love you. Rete femme. I'm rete femme. Rete jeune. Amen. God bless you. I love you so much. Thank you for your wonderful family. Thank you for everyone who opened up their doors for pour tende parole bon Dieu. Bon Dieu qui est en parole pour apuemidia. It's after 12? Very late. My God. Okay, here it is. Bon Dieu, God has a word for you. Thank you, Bishop Stan, Moran. Thank you for everybody for coming out. God bless my wife. Everybody, I did that. I'm usually bad at that. I don't do those. The protocol, my God. I'm sorry. But bon Dieu, again, parole pour apuemidia. God has a word for you, and it's found right here in the text of Matthew 18. And I'm not going to read all of it, but they came to a point where Peter asked Jesus, Jésus, combien fois moi gien pour pardonner frère s'il y a un compte avec moi, if I had some kind of issue, quarrel with him. How many times should I forgive my neighbor, a brother who sins against me? As many times as seven times? He was hoping that Jesus would say, yeah, seven times are you good. You cut his head off. You know what I'm saying? He was hoping that. And sometimes I wish that was the case. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, God says, you know, to forgive, you know, over and over again. That's what he's pretty much trying to tell us, to live a life of forgiveness. But to us, one time you did it, okay. Second time, third time, it's a wrap. That's how we deal. We don't do more than three times. Am I lying? You know what I'm saying? So, genou humain, nous pas qu'à deal avec offense bien. Offense? I'm saying it right? Okay, nous pas deal avec bagay sa bien. Especially moun haïtien. Ah! Qui sa yo di? What's the famous? You are con George. Ou ka mette your last name. You are con petit frère. Nous le petit frère. Right? If you have an issue with me, listen, I'm not just gonna turn the other cheek and allow you to hit me again. No! Oh! You just started living, right? But Jesus is teaching us some principles here, and most of us should know this passage, because Jesus tells Peter, and you know, the disciples and all of them are listening in and stuff, you know what I'm saying? And he's like, Jesus said to him, not seven times, I tell you, but 77 times. Okay, so Peter probably doing, let me do the math real quick. All right, yeah, no, that's 140. I can't do the math, but you get, it's up there. All right, cool. So you go keep count, 100 times. That's not the idea Jesus is trying to teach. What Jesus is montreing him, that you have to forget. The offense, not really to forget, but live a life of constantly pardoning people. It's a continual thing. You live a life of pardoning. I do that often, guys. Don't think I'm ignorant. I just do that. I make up words. Okay, it's okay. God inspired me, Professor. He put God's name to it. It's okay. All right. So living a life of forgiveness. Why? Because you have to understand raison ou la après-midi parce que y a un monde qui lagueo, right? Qui te pardonne. All right? The title of today is The Severity of Unforgiveness. The severity. How unforgiveness is so severe. It's severe. And if you read the last verse 35, because that was going to be the main text, but I wanted to give you a little context. But verse 35, 18:35,
It says, and Jesus concluded, this is how my Father in heaven will treat every one of you unless you forgive your brother from your heart. How will he treat him? How? That's a question we should, if you just take that verse without the context, you could be like, how will he treat him? It ain't that serious. So you got to understand the story. Okay, you asked for the story, here go the story. Histoire commence comme ça. T'es qu'un homme, Jésus t'a dit. Tout le monde avait? T'es qu'un homme, Jésus t'a dit. Qui était en maître, qui était gain comme non l'autre monde, il était he loaned somebody some money, a servant some money, and what happened was serviteur pas qu'à payer dette li, il pas qu'à payer maître la comme li back. And do you know how much money? It was about $10 million in today's money that he owed this man. He owed the maître. And then what the Bible says that. The Met, when he came, when the serviteur come to the Met, like, the Met, like, listen, I can't pay you back this money, Pascal, I ain't got it. Read the chapter, you know what I'm saying? I'm doing the Patrick version real quick, you know what I'm saying? He's, I ain't got it right now, listen, I ain't got it. Come papa, look on ya. So the Met, they get compassion. Bibladi, okay, well, I got to speed because I know we don't got much lela, okay? The Bible said, he taking pitié. He had pity on the individual that owed him money. Ah, that's a lesson we can learn right there. So what happened was his pity turned into fruit. That word pity or compassion, say splunknon. These splunknon. Splunknon is the Greek word for compassion. And it means bowel movement. It means logan pour faire numéro deux. Non, bathroom, non. Logan pour faire numéro deux, non bathroom, non, right? We don't want nobody to know. Sometimes we be at work and we use the bathroom. We mad quiet when somebody else come in the bathroom. We don't want nobody to know that. I be mad quiet. And they see my sneakers. They saw me earlier. So they see my sneakers. Like, I be mad quiet. So I be on the phone with my wife. I take it off the speaker, put it back up. Hey, baby, quiet, hold on. Right? Numero dos, something that's so vile, according to man, but it's natural. But listen, but before numero dos happens, what happens? A bowel movement. And that bowel movement turns into numero dos. So something came out of that bowel movement. Something followed that. So, l'itege pitié pour servita. And what happened is, what his bowel movement was, but taking pitié, I feel sorry for this brother right here, so let me cancel his debt. That's what came out of that. That was his numéro deux. I'm sorry. God, please forgive me. That was his fruit that came out. He canceled the debt. Udwem. You know, and it's funny because I have an uncle, young uncle. He's younger than me. And one time I loaned him $100. Something light is $100. But he never paid me back money. And it's going on like what? 7 years, literally. And he never, and whenever I see him, I see a $100 bill. I'm like, man, I just want to spend him real quick. That's all I see. Even though that $100 ain't really going to do much for me, it's gas in my car. But really, just for the simple fact that he just forgot about paying me my money back. You know what I'm saying? But the Bible said, according over here, he canceled that debt. Compassion. Maybe he don't pay it. I don't know his situation. But why are you ignoring me? Why you act like I never gave you that bread? That's my thing. That's the only thing. Just tell me that. Tell me, you know what I mean? Yo, I ain't got it, Pat. Yo, at least the servant was wise enough to come to him like, I ain't got it. So am I right to hold on? I'm right, man. Thank you. Thank you. Now I can continue to keep it. All right, but the Bible said that he let him go. Another translation said that. He let him go. So what happened immediately, this is a translation said, immediately. This breakthrough for him, because that was a breakthrough. I owe this dude $10 million. And he said, yo, I'm good. Don't even pay me the money back. He didn't even say, later on, you hit me off. He said, no, you're canceled. Your debt is canceled. So I'm free in the spirit and in the flesh, right? So now I'm going, and the Bible says, servidor, te ve un lot servidor que te duele $1 million. Ah, yeah. Some of y'all getting it. 10 million versus 1 million. Even if he took that million and tried to pay that servitor back, he still owe him 9 more million. So he ain't really doing much. It's like taking a bottle of water and putting it into the ocean. It ain't adding to it. So the Bible says he went to this dude. He went and he grabbed him. Bible di li grabbed him konsa. Kokomwe. Wap kon George. Now it's appropriate to say that. He said, you gonna know who I am today. And the Bible says, memo, and I want to read it to you. Anybody seen it before me? What did the servitor say to that dude? What did he say to the other servitor? He begged him. The Bible says, verse, I think, 29, right there, right? He said, then the fellow slave threw himself down and begged him, be patient with me, and I will repay you. But the Bible says, verse 30, but he refused. Instead, he went out and threw him in prison until he repaid the debt. Ay, ay, ay. Zabak said next time. You would think that li fou. Wapon say li fou. You would think that he's crazy for not repaying this guy or canceling this dude's debt. Zabak sa pa fe, it don't make sense. But bon Dieu a montré tête nous na passage ça. L'a montré nous même na passage ça. Because a lot of us could be like, oh no. C'est nous même, oui. It's kind of like, you remember the story with David, with Nathan, when David killed Uriah and he tried to cover up to sleep with his wife and all that extra stuff. He did some crazy stuff and he was a king and all that good stuff. The Bible says it was during the time the king would go out for war. David was like, nah, today I ain't no king. I want to do some other type of war. And that's what David had his mindset on something else. And what he did, he ended up in trouble. So long story short, David cheated. He lied. He murdered. He did all that crazy stuff. And he ended up, a baby started to come out of the situation, right? And the Bible says that Nathan came. God spoke to Nathan, a prophet of Israel in that time. He came to him and he told him a story. Like, and David thought his sin was, you know, it wasn't that, and nobody knew about his sin. Nobody knew that he OD'd. Nobody knew that he fell short of the glory of God. But God was watching. And God told Nathan to speak to David and tell David, listen, give David a story. Nathan gave a story of some beautiful story, and David thought it was somebody else. He said, and Nathan said, what would happen to this man if he were to get caught? David said, kill this man. Nathan said, you are the man. And that's when David started crying out to God. Oh God, pitié, pitié. Because his cover was blown. You know what I'm saying? Same type of situation. God is showing us this story right here to show us that we are the man. You are the woman. that was acted like this servant who could not forgive someone else. And the moral of this whole story is that when you read the last passage, because what happened was the original Met, found out that this happened, that this guy could not forgive or cancel this other servant's debt. And the Bible said that Metlah said what? Anulil. Anulil. Anybody there before me? What's that, verse 32? Verse 32. Then his Lord called the first slave and said to him, evil slave, I forgave you all that debt because you begged me. Because you begged me. Because you cried out to me. Should you not have shown mercy to your fellow slave just as I showed to you? Now you don't see compassion. It's another type of compassion. You know what I'm saying? It's wrath. It's holy compassion. It's you know, I'm about to go in now. type of compassion. Because this net right now is concerned about the other person he couldn't forgive. He couldn't cancel his debt. The Bible says, and in anger now, his Lord turned him over to the prison guard to torture him until he repaid all he owed. So also my heavenly Father will do to you if each of you does not forgive your brothers from Kisa, your heart. To me, I think that's the operative word, nakel. Parce que c'est un bagage facile pour dire okay avec bouche moi me pardonner. It's something simple for me to say, yeah, I forgive you. Yeah, you wild out, I forgive you. But every time I see you, something happened in my heart. Like, I'm not, I can't empower me from that, monsieur. That's what goes on in our spirit. I don't want to be around his energy. Yes, I forgave him with my bush, but my heart didn't really release him. Because when I see him, I still remember the offense. And I want to give you an illustration now. I need three guys. Come on, bro. Brother Villep, yeah, I'm going to use you, brother. I was a fan back in the days, brother. Don't worry about it. Okay, so I'm going to use this illustration. This is what happens when you songe, how you say, Alphonse? I'm sorry, guys. I should have had this earlier. Okay. Everybody take one. Bear with me. It's like one of the moments people start singing, like, Jesus. With mad quiet, you just start singing. Why we do that? We just start singing an appropriate song. Okay. I should use Elon. Okay, no. Elon, come. Come, Papo. Come. Hurry up. Give it up for Elon, guys. Come on, see? That's how you got to do it. When it's quiet, you start doing so. Cool, perfect. Hold the sign. Okay, put it over your neck. Okay, all right, cool. Elon, turn this way to the crowd. Okay. Tout le monde ouais? Anglais parler? All right, cool. All right, cool. Elon, what you say? Okay, right. You can come more to the side. You back up a little bit more. Okay, perfect. Yeah, just spread out. Keep going more. Okay, yeah, exactly, because that's the idea. All right, yeah. But it should have been. It's cool. All right. So, do mukawe, right? This is class now. So, okay. Elon Tigasonza is the individual who is still holding on to offenses. He has been betrayed. It's supposed to be betrayed. I ain't have no room, so it's okay. Are we good? he was betrayed or betrayal. He hit his life. And because the thing is so cool, the rope is so short, it probably happened maybe last week. Okay? It happened last week. Abuse hit his life. Somebody probably hit him over the head or whatever. You guys know the other type of whatever. Okay? That happened maybe 10 years ago. The ex, really the ex was supposed to be on the betrayed, but it's cool. The ex is symbolic for give it a name because it will happen again. You hear what I'm saying? Yeah, it will happen again. The offense will occur again. So you give that a name. The offense is probably happening right now. Okay. So, and that happened, let's say 30 years ago, but it's supposed to be. You get it. Everybody with me? All right, cool. So what happens is every time Elon is thinking that he is progressing or growing or going to the third grade, what happens is he when he thinks of the betrayal, stop moving forward. You pull him. Stop moving forward. This is what happens. He starts thinking on what he got offended when his best friend took his G.I. Joe. We don't play G.I. Ninja Turtle. He thinks on that, and you pull it. Just keep on yanking it, and you try to move forward. He cannot really grow and move past that because that thing is pulling him. He could literally be in a different place geographically. You can actually move. Geographically, he got a career, he got a wife, he has a business, he has some great things going on for him. But emotionally, psychologically, he's still in that same place each time he thinks on it. It yanks him in that direction. Okay. Same thing. You use a, different illustrations, abuse, give it a name, or whatever. Each time he thinks on these things, it yanks him and it pulls on him. The paka really grandi. But kisa bonjour fait. Bonjour did not say, I will couper it pour. Why? Parce que I already couper you. So now you do what you have seen me do. You do what has been done for you. So bonjour pas vin avec zanjli pour vin ma couper ça. He did that when the enemy had you. He did that when Satan le jate gagnon. So he's not going to come to do that again. He did it already. So, li bay ilon pouvoir avec paroli, avec grâce, avec la prière, avec all the good stuff, pour couper himself. It has some scissors, but I'm going to need this for another time. But if I have to say, well, couper it. He will couper it, and he'll be free and delivered, and you can run back to mommy. Give it up for the guys. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Do you see what I'm saying? You had the ability, the strength. Thank you, brother. And the Bible says in verse 35, this is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother from your heart. So the issue is in the heart now. And that's why it's the hardest issue. Now I want to say some stuff. I want to say some nuggets that you can write down. In fact, I have some bookmarks that I brought as well. Y'all see me later about these. But on the back of the bookmark, first of all, you see, let it go. And it says ABCs of forgiveness. I is acknowledge. In order for forgiveness to take place, number one, you need to acknowledge that it needs to take place. I say I. Number two, become the initiator of forgiveness. Become an initiator of forgiveness. What do I mean? See, I'm going to court with Betty. I'm not going to wait till Betty come to me. My pap done let Betty vin put somewhere. Put in, I forgive you or whatever. Or can you forgive? No. My pap done sir. I'm not going to wait till that moment. What I will do, I will become an initiator of forgiveness. I will come myself before she come. Imagine if each and every one of us were initiators of forgiveness. Imagine. So there won't be no strife. There won't be no issues involved there. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much, honey. Thank you. I was waiting for somebody to give me something. There will be no issues there. It'll just be a beautiful flow. If everyone were initiating forgiveness, why? Why is that important? Where did we learn that from? The Bible says, while we were at war with God, lenu tegen. On tap gourmet ak bon Dieu, c'est laisse ça, li voye petit li pou mourir pour nous. We the ones who offended God. So we was the ones that were supposed to be like, yo, God, I'm sorry, please, God, forgive me. No. That's not how it happened. God said, I don't want to fight with you. I will send my son to die for you. In the moment that you were supposed to come to me, I will initiate it. So if we want to be like Christ, to be like Christ is to initiate forgiveness. Number three, commit to loving again. And that stems in the heart. Because the reason the person violated you, raison yo fait mal, raison yo maltraité, yo te fait mal, yo te maltraité, they did all that crazy stuff to you, is because yo gen en cœur qui blessé en pile too. The reason they violated you because they had been violated themselves. And they say what? Hurt people? Hurt people. Amen. So we should switch it up. Be like, yo, love people. Oh, that don't really make sense, but it does. Like, I'm TM that. So what happens is now we got to switch the script now. We're not going to be hurting because we've been hurt. And the reason, again, they hurt you because they have been hurt. So what we need to do is recognize their hurtness and the fact that they got avoided space inside of their life. And we ask, when we pray for that individual, it could be a mari, it could be a timun, it could be a job, a boss, or whatever it is. When that happens, you pray that God will give them their complete wholeness. Shalom. God will fill that void with his love, peace, joy, and fullness with no malice in your heart. That's the key. You get it? Because I can say I'm going to pray for Betty. But when I think about her, the certain praise I would do for myself, I would not do for her because of the offense. That's praying with malice in your heart. But if you're praying that God, please, God, help her, God, assist her, God, whatever it is, God, whatever the void is, God, give her peace in the name of, cry out for that thing. That's with no malice in your heart. My God, praise Jesus. Okay, and the last thing I'm going to leave you with is that when you forgive, it's not the ABCs though, but when you forgive, you echo what God has already done. Le ou pardonne ou kisa? Ou fe kisa? Ou fe kisa? Kisa bon jete deja? Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You did what God has already done for you. And ou kone? Satan doesn't like what God has done for you. So the reason we struggle with unforgiveness is because Satan hates it. So what he does is he creates issues, circumstances in your life that'll keep you bound by unforgiveness. Because whatever God has done for you speaks of his victory. And whenever God is victorious, Satan is defeated. Right? So what happens is this. When we forgive, we do again. We show what God has already done back in the day. And it brings about healing. It brings about restoration. It brings about fullness. And God can really sit in that place. Amen, l'église. Amen, l'église. So I pray that you guys will take this message and run with it. Run with this message. And let's become the beacon that could light up that dark place of unforgiveness. Amen, l'église. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Do I pray? Can I pray real quick? I don't know. Last time I did a service like this, there was a woman who came, and she came to the service wanting to testify of how God has given her the grace to forgive someone else that did something crazy to her. It was really, really bad what he did to her. But she came to the service, and she's only a visitor in this church. She was a visitor in this church, and she came with the intention of wanting to testify of how she forgave someone. And it just so happened I was preaching this message. No one knew I was coming with this message, but God arranged it in such a way that he brought this woman here, and she had no choice but to testify at this point. And after she testified, the church was really blessed, and it taught other people how they couldn't forgive themselves. So you may be an individual in here right now, who came with something on your heart. Something probably happened yesterday, 5 minutes ago. You probably left the house heated because of what happened in the house. And God is saying, listen, today is your day. I really believe that. I believe that God can really make things happen. He can really deliver you. He can give you the power to say, listen, I'm not going to allow this thing to eat me up any longer. Amen, l'église. So I don't know who you are, and I don't even want you coming to the altar. In fact, let's just make it all up. We all that individual. We are all that individual who's been offended some way down the line this week. Amen. So what we're going to do, you're going to hold the sister or your brother hands next to you. And uncompare. I want us to get a little comfortable. Uncomfortable, rather. Right? And we're gonna hold that person's hand, and we're going to pray as if we were praying for ourselves, that God give them the strength to let it go. Let's get nuka fessa. Say, God, give them, talk to the neighbor, give them the strength to let it go. Say, bon Dieu, by your pouvoir, c'est bon Dieu, bayo, pouvoir, pour la gueule. Commencez à prier. Go ahead, start praying. Start praying. I'm not going to coach you. Start praying. Hallelujah. Yes, Father. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, you see your people. You see the cries of your people, Lord Father. You see the hurts of your people right now, Lord God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, give us the grace. Give us the grace. Give us the grace, Lord Father God, to overcome, oh God. Father, we know, Lord God, there is nothing impossible for you, Lord God. So we pray, oh God, that you will give us the strength and the ability, Lord God, to let it go in the name of Jesus. Father, we know, Lord God, that you can do it. We know that you cannot fail. You cannot fail. You cannot fail. So, God, I pray that you do not pass us by, Lord God, but minister to us. Give us hope, Lord Father God. Give us the ability, Lord Father God, to see where that thing, Lord God, attached our lives, Lord God, and how we now, Lord God, can just exhibit, Lord God, what you have already exhibited 2,000 years ago. Give us the strength, Lord Jesus. This is your people. This is your church. These are your children, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we know you can do it. We know you can do it. You guys were blessed. Have you received something today? Are you committed? Are you committed to walking out this forgiveness message? Amen. God bless you guys. I love you so much.